Welcome to Wrigley Field in Chicago, for the game between the St. Louis Cardinals and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the St. Louis Cardinals, batting in the leadoff spot, the third baseman, Sparky Adams. Batting second, the second baseman, Frankie Frisch. Batting third, the center fielder, George Watkins. Batting fourth, the right fielder, Ripper Collins. Batting fifth, the first baseman, Jim Bottomley. Batting sixth, the left fielder, Ray Pepper. Batting seventh, the catcher, Jimmy Wilson. Batting eighth, the shortstop, Charlie Gelbert. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Flint Rem. Pitching for the St. Louis Cardinals, Flint Rem. For the Chicago Cubs, batting in the leadoff spot, the third baseman, Stan Heck. Batting second, the second baseman, Billy Herman. Batting third, the right fielder, Lance Richborg. Batting fourth, the center fielder, Danny Taylor. Batting fifth, the left fielder, Rig Stevenson. Batting sixth, the catcher, Gabby Hartnett. Batting seventh, the first baseman, Charlie Grimm. Batting eighth, the shortstop, Billy Gerges. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Lon Warnecke. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Lon Warnecke. And now, play ball. Sparky Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams takes first base on ball four. Frankie Frisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frisch hits a line drive towards first. Grimm catches it and steps on first to double up Adams. Two outs. George Watkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Watkins takes first base on ball four. Ripper Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 2-0, Cardinals. Jim Bottomley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bottomley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerges scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Cardinals 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Stan Heck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heck hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Frisch scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Billy Herman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Frisch scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Lance Richborg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richborg hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Rem juggles the ball. That's an error on Rem. Danny Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor hits a fly ball into center field. Watkins settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Cardinals 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Ray Pepper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pepper hits a fly ball into right field. Richborg settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jimmy Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerges scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Charlie Gelbert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gelbert hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Herman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Cardinals 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Rig Stevenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevenson hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Bottomley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gabby Hartnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartnett hits a fly ball into left field. Pepper settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Charlie Grimm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimm hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Frisch scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cardinals 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Flint Rem is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rem hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerges scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Sparky Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Adams hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Taylor. Adams reaches second base with a double. Frankie Frisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frisch is 0-for-1 in the game. Frisch takes first base on ball 4. George Watkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Watkins is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Watkins hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hartnett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ripper Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Collins hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Warnke fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cardinals 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Billy Gerges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerges takes first base on ball 4. Lon Warnke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Warnke hits a ball on the ground towards third. Adams fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack is 0-for-1 in the game. Hack hits a ball on the ground towards first. Bottomley scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Hack for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cardinals 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Jim Bottomley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bottomley is 0-for-1 in the game. Bottomley hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Herman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ray Pepper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pepper is 0-for-1 in the game. Pepper takes first base on ball 4. Jimmy Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Pepper. The throw from Hartnett and he is out, Gerges applying the tag. Two outs. Jimmy Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0-for-1 in the game. Wilson hits a fly ball into center field. Taylor settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cardinals 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Billy Herman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herman is 0-for-1 in the game. Herman hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Pepper. Herman reaches second base with a double. Lance Richborg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richborg is 0-for-1 in the game. Richborg hits a ball on the ground towards first. Bottomley scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Richborg for the out. Herman moves to third. One out. Danny Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 0-for-1 in the game. Taylor strikes out. Two outs. Riggs Stevenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevenson is 0-for-1 in the game. Stevenson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Herman scores. It's 2-1, Cardinals. Gabby Hartnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartnett is 0-for-1 in the game. Hartnett hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gelbert scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cardinals 2, and the Cubs 1. The Cardinals will come to bat. Charlie Gelbert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gelbert is 0-for-1 in the game. Gelbert hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Flint Rem is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rem is 0-for-1 in the game. Rem bunts towards first. Grimm scoops it up and throws to first, with Herman covering, for the out. Gelbert moves to second. One out. Sparky Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Adams hits a fly ball into center field. Taylor settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Gelbert moves to third. Two outs. Frankie Frisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frisch is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Frisch hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Warnke fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cardinals 2, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Charlie Grimm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimm is 0-for-1 in the game. Grimm hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Cardinals, 2, Cubs, 2. Billy Gerges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerges is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Gerges hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lon Warnke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Warnke is 0-for-1 in the game. Warnke strikes out. The throw from Wilson to pick off Gerges, and he's out. Two outs. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack is 0-for-2 in the game. Hack takes first base on ball 4. Billy Herman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Hack. The throw from Wilson and he is safe. Hack steals second. Billy Herman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Herman hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hack scores. It's 3-2, Cubs. Lance Richborg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richborg is 0-for-2 in the game. Richborg hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Frisch scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Cardinals 2. The Cardinals will come to bat. George Watkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Watkins is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Watkins hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Cardinals, 3, Cubs, 3. Ripper Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Collins hits a fly ball into center field. Taylor settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Bottomley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bottomley is 0-for-2 in the game. Bottomley strikes out. Two outs. Ray Pepper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pepper is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Pepper hits a ball on the ground towards first. Grimm scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Pepper for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cardinals 3, and the Cubs 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Danny Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 0 for 2 in the game. Taylor hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Watkins. Taylor reaches second base with a double. Rig Stevenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevenson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Stevenson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Frisch scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Taylor moves to third. One out. Gabby Hartnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartnett is 0 for 2 in the game. Hartnett hits a fly ball into left field. Pepper settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Taylor scores. Two outs. It's 4-3, Cubs. Charlie Grimm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimm is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Grimm hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Wilson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Cardinals 3. The Cardinals will come to bat. Jimmy Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0 for 2 in the game. Wilson hits a fly ball into right field. Rich Borg settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Charlie Gelbert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gelbert is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Gelbert hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Hartnett fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Flint Rem is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rem is 0 for 1 in the game. Rem hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Herman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Cardinals 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Billy Gerges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerges is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Gerges hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gelbert scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Lon Warnke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Warnke is 0 for 2 in the game. Warnke hits a fly ball into center field. Watkins settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Hack hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Watkins who is chasing the ball. Hack reaches third base with a triple. Billy Herman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herman is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Herman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Frisch fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Hack scores. It's 5-3, Cubs. Lance Richborg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richborg is 0 for 3 in the game. Richborg hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gelbert fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Cardinals 3. The Cardinals will come to bat. Sparky Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Adams hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Frankie Frisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frisch is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Frisch hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Adams moves to second. George Watkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Watkins is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Watkins bunts towards the mound. Warnke fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Adams moves to third. Frisch moves to second. Ripper Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Collins strikes out. 1 out. Jim Bottomley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bottomley is 0-for-3 in the game. Bottomley hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hartnett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Harvey Hendrick pinch hits for Ray Pepper. Harvey Hendrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendrick hits a fly ball into left field. Stevenson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Cardinals 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Ray Blades now playing left field. Danny Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Taylor hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Wilson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Rig Stevenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevenson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Stevenson takes first base on ball 4. Gabby Hartnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartnett is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Hartnett hits a fly ball into center field. Watkins settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Charlie Grimm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimm is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Grimm hits a line drive into center field. Watkins settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Cardinals 3. The Cardinals will come to bat. Jimmy Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0-for-3 in the game. Wilson hits a pop-up towards first. Grimm settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Charlie Gelbert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gelbert is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Gelbert hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerges scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Gus Mancuso pinch hits for Flint Rem. Gus Mancuso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mancuso hits a fly ball into center field. Taylor settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 5, and St. Louis Cardinals, 3. Goodbye from Wrigley Field in Chicago.